Thomas Nash of Harrow on the Hill was indicted for the murder of Mary, his wife, by giving her several wounds and bruises with stones on the left side of her head on the 5th of this instant April. He was the second time indicted on the coroner's inquest, to both of which indictments he pleaded not guilty. Thomas Bond deposed that he found the deceased in the back room lying on her face naked, with a door upon her, on the 5th instant in the evening afterwards. He met the prisoner and asked him where his wife was, to which he answered he could not tell. She was not come home yet, to which the deponent replied, I believe you've killed her. Desiring him to come and see her, which he refused, the court asking the prisoner if he had any questions to put to this deponent, he answered, yes. I desire you would ask him if I owe him anything for milk. John Page deposed, when I heard the prisoner was taken, I went and examined him, and this he confessed himself to me. My wife and I quarrelled on Wednesday, and she going out, I followed her, and by the way, seeing some stones, I flung them at her, after which she went and lay in the back house, upon which I followed her. She lay down, and I laid the door upon her, and then sat upon her for some considerable time. After this, I laid her out and covered her with hay, and then left her. Thomas Watson deposed that he was present at his examination, and saw him sign it in writing, which was to this effect, that in quarrelling, his wife and son fell upon him, and one pulled him by the hair, the other by the throat, endeavouring to kill him, and he endeavoured to kill them. Adam Nash, son to the prisoner, deposed that he had been there a day or two, during which time there had been some quarrelling. His father saying he would lay her on the fire, and this deponent hindered him, but that on Tuesday, the day before this murder was committed, he went away and left them good friends. Leonard Mignard deposed that he, being a surgeon, was sent for, and searching the deceased, found two contusions on the right side of her head, near the temple, the left eye and ear bruised and torn, and her nose slatted to her face, which he did believe to be the cause of her death. Eleanor Susmith deposed that she had known him for some years to be a very crazy person, not taking his natural rest, but maggoting and rambling like a madman. Mr. Page further deposed that at times he was beside himself, especially at spring and fall when he was seldom in a capacity to follow business. One of the jury desired the question might be asked whether he was himself at the time aforesaid and at his examination, which was answered in the negative. Mr. Watson further deposed that he had known him 13 years, and that he would sometimes go to his neighbours' houses and demand such things as he had occasion for. But where he met with opposition, he came no more, and only tyrannised over them that feared him. His son said he was troubled in mind on occasion of being cheated of an estate by his brother. He had formerly been a soldier for 14 years, during which time he had received several dangerous wounds to the head, and has still several marks to show, which makes it probable those wounds might weaken his intellectuals. Mr. Allen deposed that during his being a prisoner in Newgate, he had behaved himself like a madman, telling of his having a hat full of halfpence, which he offered to be let out of Newgate, showing his empty hat and bidding them take them, saying he had occasion to buy a load of hay, and then he would come back again. These extravagancies he performed in such a manner as plainly showed he was not in his senses. And his behaviour in court being a little different from that of a bedlamite, the jury bought him in no compos mentis. Old Bailey Proceedings, Accounts of Criminal Trials.